midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
You know, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, I better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seip.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bison pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very, very happy Football Wednesday to you on this continuation of the final week of 2011. Calendar flips on Sunday, and that is also the day that the Browns play their final game of the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know it's a late start now, in case you haven't heard about that by now, but it is after 4 p.m. that that game will kick off, as opposed to the original 1 o'clock start. So a lot of you who might enjoy New Year's Eve, particularly in an aggressive way that some of us do, not yours truly, but others might. I kind of low-key it on New Year's Eve, but if you don't, then chances are you have a better shot at being coherent when a game is being played on Sunday, and I certainly hope that's the case. And I know what you skeptics are saying, and shut up. I know what your comeback to that is. I hear you. But let us talk about tonight's show, because it's a good one, as they all are. This one is going to have a visit from Sheldon Brown, the veteran cornerback for the Browns, always a fun guy to talk with. Sheldon just gives you a lot of insight and a lot of depth in what he has to say. And he's such a passionate player. I mean, the guy just is really, he's just into this in ways that I think you expect basically a pro athlete to be, but even more so. He has the ability to articulate it at a deeper level. And this is what I like about this chance to sit down with Sheldon, because I want to get into with him the chance the idea of what it means to be finishing off this season, and again, what the mindset is. And I spoke with him after that game in Baltimore, and he was a pretty angry and passionate guy, but not so angry that he couldn't express the theme of just playing well enough to lose and how much that eats away at him and how sick he really is of that as a player, but not just throwing up his arms and saying, you know, you just deal with that. I mean, you try to find a way to make it right. And that's the message as a veteran that he's trying to embed into pound into the minds of his teammates. So I think that, and it's an important message to get across. Sheldon Brown. Tunch Ilkin, former Steelers offensive lineman, part of the Steelers radio network. He'll break down the Steelers for us. Always interesting to talk with Tunch, a veteran, a guy I've known for a long time since his playing days, and he does a great job on the Steeler broadcasts. And you're going to be interested to hear what he has to say, I'm sure, about this Steelers team and talking about what, you know, what they have on the line and what their thought process is going into this game. And then we go inside the locker room, something we always do on Wednesdays and Fridays. But on Wednesday, today, we have Jameer Howerton from the Browns, who will sit down with rookie tight end Jordan Cameron and talk with him about his season and about getting his opportunity to be part of this lineup in a big way with all the injuries that have severely depleted that tight end core. So Jordan Cameron, smart guy, got a little chat with him coming up inside the locker room for you. We post a daily poll question on the Browns official Facebook page. And in light of the Pro Bowl selection, and of course the Browns had one Pro Bowler picked yesterday, and that was Joe Thomas. It was announced yesterday, Joe Thomas, the only selection. So we asked you, you know, what you think would be or who should have been besides Joe Thomas from the Browns picked. We posted that on the Browns official Facebook page. Many of you voting on that. And we offered DeQuell Jackson. These were the options we offered you. DeQuell Jackson, Ataba Rubin, Joe Hayden. Just guys that we think should have been in the discussion, and other was another category in case there was another name that I, you know, that might be tossed out there. I know some have talked about Phil Dawson as being a guy who should have been picked, and a legitimate candidate nonetheless. But very tough when you're in a season that has only accounted for four victories to get more than one player selected. And Joe Thomas had the strength of reputation, four consecutive Pro Bowl picks to go for him. And a lot of times that is enough momentum to get a player in. To Facebook we go for the questions that you ask of me to the Browns official Facebook page. Todd, I love this one. Vic, how do you manage to stay positive during your radio show each day? It seems like the toughest job in the world, but you deliver every time. Well, first, I want to say thank you, Todd. I do take that as a compliment. And is it hard to stay positive? Well, let me say this. My definition of positive is not Pollyanna. My definition of positive is not trying to tell you that the Brown season is something other than what your eyes tell you it is and what my eyes tell you it is. And it's the same thing. I'm not seeing a different season than a four-win season, than frustration, than agony over a lot of close games, the way I expressed that Sheldon Brown expressed to me, that I shared with you, that feeling. And it is hard to be as close to it as I am and to go through it. And I'm sure hard for any fan of this team to stay a registered fan, to feel that connection, because it's hard. It wears you down. But I believe that if, to your point of staying positive on this show, this particular hour that you hear me, if I come in all pretty down and it's drudgery and it shows and sounds in my voice that I'm, you know, just pushing my way through this and not really into it, that's bad radio. I don't think that works for you. So I do want to bring a level of enthusiasm that's genuine, because it's what the job should be. I'm not trying to give you a radio lesson here, but I think anything that sounds like a dial tone, and I hope to God I'm not that for you, is bad. And that's what usually happens to me if I'm getting really depressed and letting that get the better of me. Peter asks, wouldn't it be better to lose Sunday? We have a shot at the number three pick. No, Peter, I don't think losing is ever a good option. I don't think the pick level, you know, moving up or down a spot when you're still in that upper echelon of picks, which is where the Browns will be, going to get a pretty good football player, at least a shot at one that you'll have rated pretty well. And you're not going to get the players to buy into the idea ever of losing a game so it'll help you get a draft pick and help potentially replace somebody on the roster. That is not how they think. And ultimately, they're the ones on effort that are going to steer that, unless you're benching starters to do that. And I don't see that as a viable thing. I don't know of that actually occurring. You play who's healthy, you play who plays in at this stage of the season. All right. And if you're going for a playoff spot, I understand the preservation thing, and I got a different thought on that. But I know you're talking about draft position. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with veteran Browns cornerback Sheldon Brown on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Your year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has hundreds of pre-owned vehicles in stock now, less than 10 grand. That's right, $14,000, $13,000, $12,000 vehicles, all priced under 10 grand. Visit LibertyFord.com for pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models. Rates as low as 1.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart, with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card, for Drug Mart cash, or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to EA.com/MaddenNFL.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Mail-in rebate ends 1-3. Coupon gift with 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-300-8291. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-300-8291. 1-800-300-8291.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Will Burge producing tonight for me and playing the great tunes. Knows how much I love Jimmy and delivers the Jimmy. Always good to have that. We were and are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Very happy to have with us now veteran Browns cornerback Sheldon Brown. Sheldon, welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, getting ready for a last game of the season. What is, and again, your experience with this as a longtime NFL player, the mindset as you gauge it within not just your position group, but even in the locker room in general, what would you say the attitude is for this team going into this game?
Well, my message to younger players is, you know, Super Bowl teams make changes. And obviously we're not playing the Super Bowl and we're not going to the playoffs. So therefore, the mentality is you're auditioning for not only the Cleveland Browns, but other teams. And you want to put your best foot forward. And in this game, you always want to be reviewed as a professional. You know, most of the time when you go to another organization, and just like any other business, your former coach or, you know, employer calls your current employer.
Right.
So, you know, you want to have a good resume, and you want to have a great resume, work ethic through thick and thin, because coaches really want to see how you respond in the tough situations.
And, you know, as we look back at what this team has done so far, the pattern of these rematches in your division have shown you to play better the second time around. We saw that against Cincinnati. We certainly saw that against Baltimore last Saturday. So here's Pittsburgh, and it's a Pittsburgh team that you played well defensively, obviously. Not only got 3 points otherwise, but the defensive effort was strong. Is there something to be said for that, a carryover from that? Because even overall, you'd have to feel pretty good about the way this defense as a whole has been playing these last few weeks.
Yeah, I'm proud of the guys, but, you know, you're not happy with playing just good enough to lose, you know, regardless of how you look at it. But the guys have responded. We have a young team, making no excuses. I think everyone has obviously gotten better, and the coaches have done a good job of keeping everyone motivated. No one has shut it down, and, you know, the play on the field has shown that. We just have to learn how to make one or two more plays to come out on the other side of the W or the L. I am excited for the guys, but, you know, we're not happy with playing just good enough to lose.
And that really is a continuation of a conversation you and I had after the Baltimore game. You were frustrated, and I could see it in your eyes and hear it in your voice, and you haven't really changed that much since Saturday in terms of your feelings about that. But tell me this, how is that being communicated, and how is it? I know we never know until you play, but do you think there's that realization that within the team, Sheldon, that you can't be content with just being good enough to lose a game.
Yeah, I know it is. And coming down this week, you know, Joe Thomas makes his, I think, fifth consecutive Pro Bowl. And you
right.
have DeQuell Jackson, who's the first alternate. And you have two guys like that that are giving their all. And then you have a bunch of guys that's throughout the team, young guys, older guys, that haven't made or been successful at anything. And when you see those two guys still busting their butt after they've achieved that goal, which is one of their individual goals, then it is common sense what you do. You work hard, and you work hard for a reason because it pays off for you.
Sheldon Brown, Browns veteran cornerback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other interesting element about preparing for the Steelers game is the quarterback, or the little unknown there. But Ben Roethlisberger, maybe with that high ankle sprain, Charlie Batch started for him last week. So how do you look at it from a preparation standpoint?
Charlie is a very capable quarterback of winning. He's won some games in this league, and he's led the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's the only team he's been with his career. The guys believe in him when he gets to practice throughout the course of the week, and the coaches install game plans that's successful for Charlie Batch. Now, for me, I approach both quarterbacks the same. Obviously, Ben can buy a little more time and get throws deeper down the field, but Charlie can throw the ball down the field. It's just more on time, and it's not really improvising where he's running around a little bit, then a guy scrambles gets loose. But he's a very capable guy. The most important thing is just to control the running game, put pressure on the quarterback, no matter who it is, and then do your job in the back end and not have mental mistakes.
I know we're focused on your assignments and duties in that Thursday night game, but how... I don't know what the word is, but what was going through your mind, possibly, when you saw Ben limp back from the locker room for the second half and basically drag his leg through a half of that game? And you're a competitor on the other side of the ball, watching, as the rest of us did, plain as day, a quarterback who was just not whole physically.
We knew Ben would come back, without a doubt. We knew that. That was the discussion walking into the tunnel for the half. So we were not surprised. And there are some things that we as players, we are able to do on game day to get us to be able to have a pain threshold a little bit. And he's one of those guys that he's going to be out there for his football team. And whenever his number is called, he's going to, those guys believe in him. And that's exactly what he did. We knew he was going to do that. So it wasn't a shocker to us.
You thought he was going to just will himself there and whatever else he needed to do just to get out there. But did it change your then physical approach to playing him? Did you sense there were things he could or couldn't do as a passer that you might be able to take advantage of as a secondary?
Well, the biggest thing is we didn't feel like he would be able to run around and buy time for those guys to break loose after 5-6 seconds in coverage and throw the ball down the field from a mobility standpoint. But everything else we figured he could do. He could get the ball, obviously, from the center, take a snap, 3-step, 5-step drop, and throw the ball on time. Now, when you're facing a guy like that or any quarterback, you can tend to play more routes closer and tighter. When you're playing a quarterback that's mobile, like himself, Michael Vick, and guys like that, they can break the pocket. Then you're covering the guy. All of a sudden, he runs a route that's drawn up in the dirt.
Right.
Now, that presents a different problem. So we felt that we could challenge more routes when he did come back in the second half.
And he didn't play the following week against San Francisco. I guess it was clear in that game that he was struggling, and then doesn't play against St. Louis. Then Charlie Batch comes in there. But would you say that they're a team, even if Ben is out there Sunday, that the game plan they used for St. Louis, which was very run-driven, and it was very much about Charlie Batch handing off and managing the game. Do you see the similar type thing, whether it's Roethlisberger or Batch on Sunday?
We can make that argument, but I think that's playoff football. And I think teams that win Super Bowls are teams that are able to run the ball, control the clock, play good situational football, throw when they have to keep the chains moving. I think those are the teams that prevail in the Super Bowl. And through history, I think that's what shows. So I'm not necessarily saying they went to that game plan because of the quarterback. If your goal is to win in a Super Bowl, I think you have to be clicking on all cylinders, and you have to go into the game owning the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively, and it all starts with running the football.
And you know the threats that they have at wide receiver. Mike Wallace, such a big game breaker. Antonio Brown, such a game breaker. So, again, from a defensive plan standpoint, knowing what those guys can do, what are some of the keys and the challenges?
The keys is for the guys up front to stop the run, so in the secondary, you don't have to get nosy. That's the key. because in the secondary, if you get nosing, you have those five guys running down the field. Now you have a guy closing your cushion, and you can't protect the deep ball because you have to come up and try to make tackles on a running back running full speed. So if the guys up front handle their job, and we can stay patient in the back end and take away the big plays from that standpoint, then it should be a pretty good game.
Your guys up front have been playing better. I mean, you're seeing especially Phil Taylor complimenting Ataba Rubin, and of course we know what DeQuell's all about, Chris Golkong. So you were stout against the run in that previous game, 76 yards by Rashard Mendenhall. If you see that type of thing going on, you guys are in a good position overall defensively this time around.
Great. I think we played, like I said, just good enough to lose, which is not good enough.
Right.
We have to find ways to make one or two more plays to get over the hump, and we'll be fine. But the game plan we had, we executed it for the most part, and then we was toe-to-toe. We just needed one or two more plays.
Does their incentive in any way factor, their incentive to obviously try to get what the most they can get, home field advantage, whatever, in competition with other teams that are in the Ravens and other teams in the running, how does that play into your thinking about the type of effort you're expecting from them?
I think their incentive is they're the Pittsburgh Steelers that has a pretty unique tradition. And I think their fan base, their coaching staff, their organization doesn't allow them to give less than an A-plus effort, regardless of what's at stake. So that's me speaking from a player that played the game. So I expect no matter what position they would be in, even if they was in our position, I would expect their A-plus effort.
And the last question, because I get this constantly about, well, it makes more sense for the Browns to lose to help their draft position, and you might have a shot at a number three pick, whatever it might be. And my answer always, by the way, on the behalf of everybody, especially players, is no, players don't think that way. They don't go out there. They don't care about draft position. Articulate that, please, for the fans.
I definitely don't care about draft position because, quite frankly, if you're asking your draft pick to come in and be your savior, then that's not realistic. I think you have to win with the guys that you have in-house and develop them. The guys that do come in may be a pleasant surprise, and they may be able to do some things for you, but they're not going to be game changers immediately because this is a tough game to learn. And if that's in someone's mind about trying to go out and lose, then I don't need to dress on game day.
Play to win.
Play to win.
Sheldon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Browns veteran quarterback Sheldon Brown joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more vehicles in stock than ever before, with thousands on sale to choose from, like the best-selling 28-mile-per-gallon Escape, or lease the fuel-efficient Ford Edge for just $219 a month. That's right, lease the Edge for only $219 a month. Hurry in now to get the best savings of the year at Liberty Ford. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Ask the Expert from the Center for Orthopedics is available online at ESPNCleveland.com. Your expert advice on sports injury questions from the physicians at the Center for Orthopedics. Each week, they answer a different question. You, the fan, can submit for the doctors at the Center for Orthopedics by visiting ESPNCleveland.com. This week, Dr. Robert Berkowitz connects back and leg pain. Listen for Ask the Expert from the Center for Orthopedics each week on ESPN 850 WKNR and check out every Ask the Expert segment at ESPNCleveland.com.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the big finish event? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, and they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, lease it right now, starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's nuts! I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and the fact that it's a trail-rated vehicle. I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases and you want to buy. Even better, how about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4? The big finish event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
And we thank you for spending this portion of your Wednesday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Fans, learn how you can win sweet tickets and Browns merchandise in the Cleveland Browns second chance drawing. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery for more information. And this segment, it's driven by none other than Liberty Ford. Very pleased to welcome to the show right now Tunch Ilkin, former Steelers offensive lineman and now an analyst on the Steelers radio network. Tunch, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic.
So, Tunch, let's talk about this team. It's interesting. I want the big picture perspective. Still very much in the hunt for everything as the season comes to a close at Cleveland for the Steelers. What's the general mindset here? I know it's been this chase with the Ravens and the Ravens sweeping the series, making that very difficult. But how do you sort of see the state of the Steeler team heading into this finale?
You know, Vic, emotionally, mentally, the Steelers just expected to fall in place for them. I mean, that's just this team is so resilient and so focused. They're even at the point where they're talking about they're not going to be looking at the scores to see what's going on in Baltimore. They feel that they have to beat Cleveland, and that's the task at hand. And so, they're going to come in on Sunday to play football, and they're working hard this week to get ready for that. And I think that's it. You know, and you know what? If they have to go the wild card route, Vic, and go on a road, they're very comfortable with that. There'll be no panic. I think the key for this team is for everybody to get healed up in time for the playoff run.
And you mentioned that, of course, and it's been obviously a different situation at quarterback since that previous Cleveland game with Ben Roethlisberger's high ankle sprain. How much with that sort of that uncertainty? I mean, you want to him seeing playing time or playing most of, if not this entire game, would make sense from the standpoint of wanting him as ready as possible for the playoffs. But there is that delicate balance of him not doing further damage or making him less of a factor once you're in the postseason. Is there an awkwardness to that, Tunch?
You know, Vic, I think it's, you've been around this game a long time. You know the drill. I think that you look at your guy and you try to get a feel for him in practice and how comfortable he really looks. And, uh, And when I say comfortable, let's face it, nobody's 100% comfortable week 16 in the NFL season.
Right.
But from a standpoint of, you know, he's not hobbled, he's able to take his drops, he's able to get the, you know, part of the thing is taking the hand off and, or taking the snap and handing the ball off to the running backs on the stretch play, because you got to run, you got to hustle up four steps that way. So I think what I would do if I was Mike, and I would just watch him this week in practice, and I'd say, you know, I wouldn't go by what he says, I would go by what I see, because he's going to say play me. You know, I mean, that's just because he's a warrior, and most guys are like that. You know, they want to. You know, that's all. You know, in our day too, Vic, you know this. I mean, all we had was that we could celebrate that toughness, you know, and so, you know, I think that's what I would do. And if I started him, I'd watch him carefully. And as the game went on, if it was tight and he looked good, I'd keep him in. And if you got lucky, hey, let's face it. The one thing about the Brownies, I don't care the fact they've only won four football games. They play hard. I was watching them on video. I'm really impressed, especially with both sides of the ball. Dick Geron's got those guys flying to the ball on defense, on offense. That offensive line is still playing tough. They're coming off the ball. They're playing physical. So I don't think it's going to be an easy football game. I think it's going to be a tight, close football game. And so I think the important thing is going to be is watch your guy and see how he's doing.
And, Tunch, does it help that Charlie Batch, with a full week of practice prior to the last game against St. Louis, goes out there and is solid, at least? I mean, he wasn't great, but he was solid, 15 of 22, 208 yards. Yeah, he had the pick, but mostly he was managing the game and managing a game plan that emphasized the run. Does that give at least some confidence, maybe more so than this team might have had prior to the St. Louis game?
You know, Vicky, Charlie's like that security blanket. You know, you feel good with him. You know he's going to run the offense well. You know he's not going to make a mistake. The pick was, you couldn't blame that on him. Antonio Brown coming out of his break, slipped, went down, and the ball went over his head. You know, there's nothing Charlie could do. It was a nice throw. Charlie, for 37, Vicky, you should have seen him. He ducked two sacks, you know. He looked more like a young kid out there. Put the ball down the field to Wallace on a big play that went down to the one. Charlie Batch is good. You know what I mean? And the fact that he hasn't thrown a lot of balls this year, I mean, I think that's the biggest part. With an old quarterback, you know, he'd hate me for saying that. But, you know, when you're 37, the life in your arm starts to peter out. The season goes on. The more, you know, the longer and harder you throw. That's why I think older quarterbacks struggle late in the season, late in their careers. But because Charlie hasn't played any, I was watching him at practice, man. He's got a lot of oomph in his arm for a guy that's played as long as he is. So, you know that was a long answer to your question about do you feel comfortable. And absolutely, and every guy on the team. I was talking to Hines last night. He said, "Man, Charlie knows this playbook frontward, backward, sideways. He will always put you in a position to make a play."
Tunch Ilkin joining us, former Steelers offensive lineman, and of course a member of the Steelers radio broadcast team as an analyst. Tunch, when we look at Rashard Mendenhall and very impressive stuff, and actually, in the games since facing the Browns, he has improved. He's gotten a little better with his average yards per carry, and then has a 116-yard outing against the Rams, obviously last-ranked run defense in the league, so that's not a shock there. But 6 point yards per carry average, gets a touchdown. And overall, again, a team that ran the ball 28 times, 18 by him. As we look at Mendenhall and how important he is, not just now when you're still sort of feeling your way with your starting quarterback and maybe not wanting to ask the backup if he plays to do too much with his arm, but going into this postseason, how important is it that it looks like Mendenhall is really on track?
You know, Vic, the thing about Rashard is every time he touches the ball, he has that big play capability. And I think that what he's done the last couple weeks, and I think that the things that have made him, you know, more effective, especially against St. Louis, is, you know, plays that are designed to go inside the tackles, he's keeping it there. One of the things about Rashard is you know, he's looking for the home run. You know, he's looking to take it to the house every time he puts his hands on the ball. Now, sometimes it gets him in trouble because he'll bounce it. He'll try to bounce it outside too quickly. I think as of late, he's done a much better job of just saying, look, the play's designed to go inside the tackle. That's what I'm going to take. I'm going to either take it right there, I'm going to press the tackle, or I'm going to cut it to the backside. And he's not bouncing it to the outside as much. I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, he's been pretty successful.
And, Tunch, from the defensive standpoint, of course, it's amazing what this team does. Ranked number one overall, but to put pressure on the quarterback and to have two guys with nine sacks apiece in James Harrison, Lamar Woodley, knowing that Harrison has missed some time both with injury and the suspension. Woodley's been slowed by the hamstring, but this duo and of course, you know, looking at this Browns team where the last time these teams played, you're that image of Harrison, helmet to face mask on McCoy, the concussion and all that came out of that. What do you think that means in this game, if anything, from Harrison's standpoint and from the Steeler defense standpoint? Does it change anything?
You know what? I don't think so. I think one of the things that that James thought was that when Colt McCoy was out of the pocket, he was now a runner. I mean, if you read the rule, that's the way it sounds. But I don't think anything. I think, you know, these guys love to play football. They love to hit people. They got to be a little more careful now because the league is just so stringent on these things. And I think they can do that. I mean, I think that that's what they'll do. They understand that. One of the things I used to always say, Vic, is guys are not going to stop hitting the head until somebody gets suspended. And now that someone's been suspended, it's kind of like, okay, precedent has been set. Look, you jack somebody up, chances are you're going to miss a ball game. Being fined, you know, these guys make so much money. I'm not so sure that's such a big deal. But getting suspended and missing a game and losing 1/16th of your salary, now you're talking substantial penalties. So I think that they will be a little bit more careful in what shots they do take.
Right. And overall, with this team, as you said, it's about playing and winning the game you've got to win against the Browns for the Steelers' sake. But you got guys hurting. I mentioned about the injuries that have been on the defensive side of the ball, the O-line with Marquise Pouncey, Doug Legursky. I mean, a list of injuries. And you know, we started this off talking about Ben Roethlisberger. So as banged up as this team is, I guess there is no balance here, right, Tunch, in terms of doing enough to win the game, but maybe not so much that you're hurting yourselves going forward. I'm talking, you know, with the entire roster.
Yeah, I got you, Vic. You know what? I mean, I think if a guy can play, he plays. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think you play scared and, oh, gee, what if I get hurt? I think if you're ready to go, you go. And I don't know how close Marquise is. I don't know how close Legursk is. But that's just the nature of the game. And I think you go into this game. One of the things that, you know, today, and Vic, I know you've been covering the NFL for a long, long time. In our day, and I hate to make it sound like in our day, I don't mean like that. I just mean, but in our day, there wasn't this sitting guys. You know what I mean? You didn't sit guys in late playoff game or late season. You played your best guys, and you always played them. And the way it was with Chuck, if you had an injury, Chuck would say, "Can you go?" And you'd say, "I can go." And he'd let you go. He'd take your word for it. It's a little different today, and it's a little kind of foreign to me to say, "Can he go?" And will he rest them? And like, you know, hey, look, you know, it's the game. You play the game. You need the game. You need the victory. So you go and you play. If you can't play, you don't play. You know, we used to, you know, Elsie Greenwood used to say, Vic, he'd always laugh, and he'd go, anybody can play this game healthy. And, you know, and the message pretty clear. Look, here we are in late December getting ready to go into January. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, and then there's a difference between pain and injury, and if it's an injury and you really can't go, you don't go. If it's something you can go on, you go. I always felt it was a lot more simple than we make it.
He is Tunch Ilkin, former Steelers offensive lineman and analyst on the Steelers Radio Network, kind enough to join us. We thank you so much, Tunch, and we look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Vic, anytime, brother. I'll see you up in the press box.
All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more vehicles in stock than ever before, with thousands on sale to choose from, like the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Fusion, or lease the fuel-efficient Ford Focus for just $169 a month. That's right, lease the Focus for only $169 a month. Hurry in now to get the best savings of the year at Liberty Ford. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick,
Quaker's Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Start something new. This week at Macy's Beauty Scene, take the next step to beautiful skin. Face the new year with a fresh eye, a more youthful outlook, and vow to make this year even better. This week during our big beauty celebration, our beauty experts can show you how, with consultations, new ideas, and customized skincare regimens just for you. Resolve to make 2012 your most beautiful year yet. Right now at Macy's Beauty Scene. That's the magic of Macy's.
Get ready, Cleveland, for sounds of cheering, bull horns, and skate cutting through the ice of Quicken Loans Arena. Experience Cleveland's team, Monsters Hockey.
Join us over your holiday break on Wednesday, December 28th at 7 as the Monsters take on the Grand Rapids Griffins. Monsters Value Night presented by Charter One Bank. Watch out for great deals on concessions, merchandise, and tickets all night.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or 80 Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Football fans, tune in to ESPN Cleveland NFL Countdown for every Browns home game. It all starts at 8 a.m. live from the Hard Rock Cafe with Greg Brenda and me, Chris Fedor, and the delicious Hard Rock pregame brunch.
Our coverage continues as we go live from the Gallery and Courtyard, 10 a.m. with Mark Munch Bishop, Aaron Goldhammer, me, Tony Rizzo, Gerard Cherry, and ESPN Cleveland Tailgate Zone. While you're there, grab an ice-cold Labatt Blue for only $3. Enjoy live music from the Masters of Disaster featuring Billy Morris and win prizes with the ESPN Cleveland Street Team.
ESPN Cleveland NFL Countdown brings you Cleveland's best NFL coverage, and it's all brought to you by Labatt Blue, Baird Private Wealth Management, Cafe Sausalito, Valley Forge Rock, Renaissance Cleveland Hotel, Cleveland State University, United States Marine Corps, Simply Irresistible Catering, Velocity Sports, Hard Rock Cafe, John Carroll University Bowler School of Business, PJ McIntyre's, and ESPN Cleveland.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, 2012 season tickets make a great holiday gift. Not too late for that. Still, place your deposits now for 2012 season tickets. Receive your choice of a Cleveland Browns ornament or a Browns winter hat, along with a holiday certificate to present to your favorite Browns fan. For more information on how you can place your 2012 deposits today, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this
Inside the Numbers segment. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Each week, Jameer Howerton takes you inside the locker room to talk with a key Browns player. Today, he sits down with tight end, the rookie, Jordan Cameron. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Jordan, as the team is coming off another tough loss, what was the head coach's message to the squad as you guys gear up for the season finale against the Steelers?
We just got to keep getting better. You know, during the year we progressed and we made some strides as a team, and he's just focused on, you know, getting better each and every game. And so far I think we've done that, and little things here and there. It might not be too obvious to other people looking in, but as a team we feel like we've gotten better over the year.
After studying the game film from last week's game against the Ravens, what are some of the positives offensively that you can carry over into this game?
You know, we moved the ball pretty well. You know, at times in the red zone, we needed to execute a little more, but we got a touchdown down there, and Seneca was doing well and ordering guys about and making the right play calls and adjusting to certain defenses and looks. So it was overall a pretty good job by Seneca.
Unlike some of your rookie classmates who were thrust into game action earlier this season, you had the opportunity to learn the system and work with a close-knit core of veteran tight ends. What have you learned over the course of the season?
I learned a lot. Like you said, I've been under a great group of guys with Alex and Ben and Evan, and they know a lot about the game, and they basically taught me how to be a pro in these last months, and it was good for me to sit back and kind of watch how they do things and learn from the best, and, you know, it's been helpful.
And what would you say was that one key factor that you learned from, say, a Ben Watson?
Notes. He's always taking notes, and everything the coach says, he's got his highlighter out, and he's listening, he's attentive, and it's important to be that. In the meetings, it's important to be attentive and available mentally. You know, it's hard. You know, during the season, you get kind of lost, and you can get caught up in things, but he shows you every day, each day, every day, he's into it and focused, and mentally, you know, he's there.
And what would you say has been the biggest adjustment for you this season?
The mental game, like we're talking about. You know, it's a long season. Obviously, we play 12 in college, and this is, I feel like we've been playing forever. But, you know, so you got to stay focused in meetings and, you know, keep that pen out and the highlighter out and just write down all the little details of your assignments, and it helps.
You saw some playing time over the last 2 weeks. How did it feel to come up with an 8-yard reception in that Arizona game?
Felt good. Finally get out there and run around and get tackled, you know, so it wasn't just practice. It was good to get out there against some great competition and to do what I wanted to do.
Now, in college, you were a standout basketball player. How do you apply those skills from the court to the field?
You know, in football, you know, especially a tight end, you move around in space, tight spaces. In basketball, you got to do that. You got to be able to use your lateral quickness and you can bend a little more. Basketball players usually tend to be a little more athletic and definitely can translate in the football field.
Now, overall, what have been some of the things that you've worked on with your position coach Steve Hagan this season to improve your game?
A lot of footwork things, you know, stepping the right way and using your hands and the technique and being just details in your assignments. And, you know, that's what it's about. Definitely the footwork has been the things we worked on the most.
And Jordan, just looking ahead to the season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers, how excited are you to finish strong as you guys head into the offseason?
It's very important. You know, the Steelers is obviously a great opponent, and it's huge for us to jump into this next year with a victory and to show everyone that, you know, we are getting better and we are a team to be reckoned with this next year. So it's important for us as a unit, as a coaching staff, just to end on a right note. It'd be really good for us to do that.
Well, Jordan, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you so much for that. Up next, we are going to go back into the mailbag in a big way. Your questions that you've posted to us on the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, going to tear through a whole bunch of those. So stay with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it is in the game.
Your year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has hundreds of pre-owned vehicles in stock now, less than 10 grand. That's right, $14,000, $13,000, $12,000 vehicles, all priced under 10 grand. Visit LibertyFord.com for pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models. Rates as low as 1.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Hey, sports fans. Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card for Drug Mart cash or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon gets with 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a unique holiday party destination? Go to the Bocce Club at Freeway Lanes in Wycliffe. They have four professional full-length bocce courts, and the services are directly from Italy. They are the only courts like it in Ohio. World-class bocce, affordable, and they can serve you small or large, no matter what your party size. Freeway Lanes in Wycliffe. Go to freewaylanes.com to book your party. That's freewaylanes.com to book your bocce party now.
Giving is better than receiving. That's why we're giving you 0% APR financing on all Chryslers, like the 200 sedan, a 2011 IIHS top safety pick, and the 2012 Town and Country with standard leather trim seating and rear DVD. 0% financing now with the Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep Big Finish event.
Now, during the Big Finish event, well-qualified lessees can get the 2012 Chrysler Town & Country Touring for $319 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Hurry to your local Chrysler dealer today for this exceptional lease offer. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Ally Financial. Not all buyers will qualify. Excludes LX and SRTA packages. Call 1-888-CHRYSLER for details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by January 3rd, 2012. Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Dream, 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 dream.
We all have dreams, and now, when you share your dream, you could win a weekend of inspiration in Indianapolis, including tickets to the biggest game on earth. Rub elbows with legendary players, celebrities, and much more. How? Enter the American Family Insurance Jingle Dreams Contest. Create a video that uniquely captures your dreams, and you could be at the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration and VIP Awards Dinner. How's that for inspiration?
Share, 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 share.
Upload your video at jingledreams.com and share it online. The more votes, the better your chances of winning.
Win, win, win.
American Family Insurance Jingle Dreams. Dream, share, win. Get details at jingledreams.com. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
American Family Insurance.
No purchase necessary.
Does your home, office, or man cave need a facelift? Then look no further than the professionals at 4B Wood Custom Cabinets. Located in Seville, Ohio, 4B Wood has been setting the standard in custom-made cabinetry for over 30 years. You won't find anyone better. How about a new custom-made bar or entertainment center for your game day party? 4B Wood has the solution to enhance any room in your home or office. Check them out online today at 4BWood.com. That's the number 4, letter B, wood.com. For creativity, for quality, 4B Wood.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This Football Wednesday, yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you. Time to give you the results of our poll question, which is sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question was, who besides Joe Thomas from the Browns should have been selected to the Pro Bowl? He was the lone choice, fifth year in a row. So who else would you have picked? And the choices were
DeQuell Jackson, linebacker, had a great year. Ataba Rubin, another strong season at defensive tackle. Joe Hayden, standout cornerback, or other. So you voted, and overwhelmingly, I'd say, many of you did vote. 71% of you said DeQuell Jackson. Now, a couple of comments on that. John commented, and again, this is all on the Browns official Facebook page. He commented that well-deserved over Ray Lewis, of course, of the Ravens. 47 more tackles, 100 that would have been nice. 1.5 more sacks and 2 more fumble recoveries has played all season. And yes, coming back from those, this is me now, coming back from those two injuries, two injury-plagued seasons, comeback player, man, he's easily that. Another comment about DeQuell from Marcus said the man has been a beast in beast mode all season. He's been a beast all season, too. Of the others, Gerard said Jabal Sheard has some of the best defensive end numbers in the AFC this year. Just doesn't have the name recognition, I guess. I would agree with that. And this ties into the comment that Richard made, and I fully buy this. Richard says there's lots of Pro Bowl talent on the Browns, but with their record, they don't deserve to go. And that's generally what it'll come down to. The better team, it's not a, you know, it's pretty, it's not brain surgery here. The better teams, better records, have more recognition. The teams that are playing many more of the primetime games and succeeding in those, and they're in primetime games because they had a run of success previous year or years, are the ones that get the exposure and get into the Pro Bowl. From Twitter, I'm going to answer some of your questions from the Browns official Twitter page. At Chunk Master J, what adjustments from the December 8th Browns Steelers game do you think we made to beat the Steelers, or do you think we make to beat the Steelers at home this time? I'd say the biggest will come at the quarterback position. In all likelihood, you're going to see Seneca Wallace start. I mean, we'll see how the rest of the week plays out, but Colt McCoy still dealing with the post-concussion syndrome from that December 8th game. Seneca Wallace, the starter, likely now for the third consecutive game, and that's what Pat Shurmur indicated as well, that that's what is likely to happen. So I think that the adjustment there is just his presence and experience in dealing with that, you know, blitzing, attacking team, and I think the Browns can run well, balance that off with run. I'm going to say that there will be a third consecutive game of pretty good running. Not an easy thing to do against that top-ranked defense, but they had their struggles. Steven Jackson ran well for St. Louis last week. And Peyton Hillis can keep it in gear for a third game. I think that's going to help Seneca Wallace. He becomes a much better quarterback as a result. Garrett asks from Facebook, will Peyton Hillis get the contract signing that he's been wanting? Don't know. I mean, that the big operative part of your question is that he's wanting. Is it going to be what he wants? Because he didn't want what was being offered, and there were those who thought it was pretty fair, and he turned that down. So what can he expect if indeed...